at Vox Wawa Pedal Down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wawa pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wawa pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Frank, and the showtime and the hours that I'm usually on here on CITR, Wednesday afternoons, 3 until 5, doing Rumbletone Radio Agogo. But since this is Swap Week, in which us DJs have swapped radio shows with one another, I'm in this evening, and you got me on this Friday, July the 25th. From 6 until 7:30 p.m. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do a show that I used to do down in Southern California in the early 90s, a program called Pop-O-Matic. I'll be bringing you some pretty obscure, mostly indie, pop music. It's all about pop. And then pop music is not the pop music that most people would think about. And if you're listening to CITR, then you're not thinking about the pop music that other people consider to be pop music. This is CITR, and we got our own pop music. In fact, the world has its own pop music, and that's what I'm going to be bringing your way for the next 90 minutes here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The first edition of Pop-O-Matic. Starting off with one of my all-time favorite bands and my all-time favorite songs. This one's a bit slow for the remainder of the 90 minutes. It's going to be rather upbeat, but we're going to start off with a dandy. Here's the Chills doing Kaleidoscope World.
Thank you. what say we make it up to Malibu in the AM on my sickle and take in a little surfing? Time with the volume up.
On Sunday, August 17th, come celebrate Vancouver's Latin community at Trout Lake Park. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Trout Lake Park will be vibrant with Latin colors, arts, culture, food, and spirit.
The morning starts off with a parade along Commercial Drive, an import market, and food pavilions surrounding an outdoor stage where artists from flamenco to Cuban rueda delight on stage in this free community expo, complete with a kids' activity area.
Being Latino is great, man. Latin pride.
See you at Trout Lake Park on August 17th.
Message of love to you, my dear. Put the seashell to your ear. Bucket of lights on the pier. Unto your eyes, seagulls appear. I took a ride with Captain Crane. People were hurt when he left them again. He told the passengers a seaman's lie. He said straight as a course and winked a blind eye. And he said, it's a beautiful day. I'd see the man drown, and he said, it's a beautiful day. People were hurt and left them again. last I heard from Captain Crane. He mastered his pants and he conquered Spain.
something rare and hard to find from the Double Happies out of New Zealand on the great, super great Flying Nun record label. 1980 is when that particular track came on out, featuring a young Shane Carter, who later went on to form the Straight Jacket Fits. Before the Double Happies, we heard the American Flag doing the three-on-one experiment, Poi Dog Pondering, originally from Honolulu and then from Austin, and then they based themselves out of Chicago. Wood Guitar off of their very first album, probably 1984 is my best guess as to when that came out. And The Embarrassment from 1979, Beautiful Day. They were on the great Twin Tone record label out of Minneapolis. And The Groove Farm from the UK, a Subway band off the great Subway Records label. From a compilation, Take the Subway to Your Suburb. The Groove Farm doing the best part of being with you. And we started off the set with another Flying Nun band, The Chills. More New Zealand pop coming your way off of Kaleidoscope World, which was actually an album that was released by Alan McGee's Creation record label. So between Creation and Flying Nun, The Chills got out there. They should have been a huge, huge, huge band. They put out many, many an album, and fantastic all the way through until the very end. They kind of got a little bit bitter, or Martin, the main man, got a little bit bitter, but that's only because he moved to L.A. and the smog and sunshine got to him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Frank. I normally host Rumbletone Radio Agogo on Wednesday afternoons, but since this is Radio Show Swap Week, I'm in right now, and you got me doing a show called Pop-O-Matic, a program that I used to do in the early 90s down in Southern California at a station called KUCI, and now I'm bringing you some of the tunes I brought them. The only difference is a whole decade and more has gone by. Ladies and gentlemen, the Go-Betweens. Don't think they've actually called it quits. One of the most underappreciated, criminally ignored bands the world has ever seen. They started off in Australia, made their way to England, based themselves in London for a while, where they started to get some recognition. But right now, it's time to hear the Go-Betweens right here. These are the Go-Betweens right here, 1996, when they were in London.
Right here, right here, right here. time religion really hurts. You pray to the sun and worship the dirt.
Something wrong, boys. They're dragging me down. After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
He cannot say a word, but that's okay by me. His corner's on the own, he guards it jealously. The scrambled head upon his shoulders twists and darts. He couldn't give a shit, he's been enshrined by us. He don't know. Lost all empathy with sustenance or taste. He only knows that he can't believe it's luck. Two dozen loaves of Muhlenberg have fallen off a truck. He drags his lurch frame, but he don't get too far. His future feast is crushed beneath that. Fun and fragile. fragile in his dreams. He's glad she isn't real when he's not what it seems. He doesn't know that I walk upon this earth. He's only hanging out for time to cure birth. Oh no, oh no, he don't need your sympathy.
One of the finest pop song writers around, Mr. Chris Knox out of New Zealand, formerly of a terrific duo called the Tall Dwarves out of New Zealand. Now, this particular album called Songs of You and Me, co-released by Caroline Records and Flying Nun once again, and I had the pleasure of seeing Chris Knox perform live about 10 years ago at a little tiny record shop in Santa Monica. And Chris was late. He was at the beach. He showed up in his bathing suit, tank top, and flip-flops, got up there and played an amazing set. Chris Knox doing Sympathy for the Cripple. And the album, Songs of You and Me, highly, highly, highly recommended. And if Caroline and Flying Nun put it out, you know it's gonna be good. Before that, Half Man, Half Biscuit, The Trumpton Riots, going out to my pal Aaron. And can't tell you much about that band other than they're out of the UK and they are a favorite of Mr. John Peel. He put it on one of his favorite compilation albums. In fact, something that Uncut Magazine released, John Peel's Festive 15. And the first track on there, Half Man, Half Biscuit. And the Chameleons doing Up the Down Escalator. Some of you may have heard that one. It got a bit of radio play back in the day when it came out in the mid-80s. And they had to add the word UK to their name. It got hassled by the other Chameleons. And the Wolfhounds off of the Essential Wolfhounds CD, Anti-Midas Touch. The Jasmine Minks on Creation Records doing a tune called Think. And we started off with the Go-Betweens right here from 1996. From part of their London, England days. And Grant and Robert are still at it. The two of them, they are the go-betweens. If they don't put out if they add any other musicians, it's usually some fine folk. Like a few albums ago, the gals from Sleater-Kinney backed them up. They actually approached them, said, hey, we're going to be the new go-betweens along with you guys. And they said, oh yeah? And they sent in some tracks, and they were into it. They made it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, gonna get into the Vaseline's right now. You know, there's a good reason why Nirvana were so good. Partly because Kurt Cobain was a big Vaseline's fan. That guy understood pop music, and so did the Vaseline's. Here's a short ditty from them called Monster Puss. This ain't Nirvana. It's the Vaseline's.
Monster Puss, Monster Puss, meow, my Monster Puss.
The July-August issue of Discord magazine is on the streets now. This edition features interviews with the Pack AD, Vancouver, No Kids, Cadaver Dogs, and the Alkaline Trio. As always, Discorder features the newest and coolest album critiques, the most recent live show reviews, as well as the Top 50 and the CITR program guide. Discorder, that Duncan magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Available anywhere that is remotely cool.
The children on the playground are laughing because everything around them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am back. Gotta tell you, the name of the program is called Pop-O-Matic, but I'm only here to tell you, you know, remember that band called Pop Will Eat Itself? And towards the end, they got really, 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 really crappy. I mean, just god-awful crappy. Well, they actually recorded at least two good songs in their career, one being Orgon Accumulator, the great Hawkwind tune, and another. It's kind of a fast pop ditty, and it goes like this. Oh, wait, that's not the one I wanted to play. Hold on. Now it's an official, Pop-O-Matic show because it's loaded with more than one screw up. This is Pop Will Eat Itself.
Sometimes it's hard to remember, other times you can't forget. You hope you put it all behind you. No, it isn't finished yet. I saw her in the sky. She's just hanging round. Baby, fly so high. Won't you come on down? Like an angel.
Lots of body, our little single. worried about Seymour. But they don't put stingrays, so they buy the lurkers instead. Here they come. La 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 la. La 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 la. The part-time punks. Here they come. La 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 la. I go in the bedroom, it flies off the mirror, but only when their mum's gone out. They pay 5p on the buses, and they never use toothpaste, but they got 2.50 to go and see the Clash tonight. Here they come, la 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 la. Part-time punks. Here they come. La 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 la. La 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 la. The part-time punks. The part-time punks. The part-time punks.
The part-time punks.
The part-time punks.
Give me a one-way ticket. Give me the one-way fare.
Stop appeal.
of my all-time favorite bands out of Los Angeles, The Jigsaw Scene. A tune called Celebrity Interview came out in 1996. If you can track down their first album, Shortcut Through Clown Alley, you found yourself quite a gem. Skyclad Records put that out ages and ages ago, but worth the search. And hold on to it if you can find it. Amazing stuff. Jigsaw Scene. Dennis Davison once used to be fronting a band out of Maryland, I think, in the very early 80s, called the United States of Existence. And since this is Show Swap Week, because I normally do Rumbletone Radio Agogo on Wednesday afternoons, but Scott T. of Scott T.'s Scenic Drive surprised me by doing my show last Wednesday and did a great job. And one of the tunes that he certainly surprised me with, I don't know how the heck he found it, but he played a tune from the United States of Existence. Absolutely blew me away. Still haven't figured out where he got it, because that's even harder to find than the Jigsaw Scene. Before the Jigsaw Scene, a band from 1979, 80-ish, I believe, featuring Peter Case, who later on went to front the Plimsolls, but he was once in a band called the Breakaways. I believe he was in the Breakaways before the Nerves. I get kind of mixed up. I smoked lots of pot when I used to do radio back in the 80s and 90s, and most of my cells, they is gone, but I can still tell which music is good and which ain't, and Breakaways is definitely good stuff. One-Way Ticket, you can find that on the Roots of Power Pop that Bump Records put out a few years back, an amazing compilation. And Part-Time Punks, 1978, done by the Television Personalities. And Like an Angel, performed by Pop Will Eat Itself. The Fat Tulips did So Unbelievable. And Monster Puss started off the set by the one, the only Vaselines, who have a great compilation out on Sub Pop Records. Can't help but think that Kurt Cobain had something to do with the Vaselines being on Sub Pop. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a person I know nothing about. I think the guys from Jigsaw Scene know about this next gent. He has put out a great record on Parasol Records. His name is Matt Bruno, and he has a terrific album called Punch and Beauty. And the first track on here, On Top of the World, is, I think, one of the best pop songs to come out in a long, long, long time. And it's a dandy. Let me know what you think. In fact, if you dig the kind of stuff that I'm playing here on Pop-O-Matic, this is a one-off here, since this is a show swap. And this is normally a fill-in space. Let me know. 604-822-2487 spells out 604-UBC-CITR. This is Matt Bruno.
You can hit me, but you will miss me, 'cause I'm on top of the world. But you won't scrape me, 'cause I'm on top of the world. 'Cause I'm on top of the world. Yeah, I'm on my knees again. I love myself. I kiss the girl. Top of the world. Looked up lately, I do it daily. The world's below you, girl. Standing straightly, improving greatly. Yeah, I'm on top of the world. Yeah, I'm on top of the world.
top of the world. Top of the world.
the elevator. Out of body on the ground. Connected to the network with ya. Connected to the network with ya. To appear, but she only had a gun. Judy was afraid of the barking of the only one. It was her duty, never got it up. Turned up the tension on it. Step right up without a name. Not turn it on, not turn it around. Not turn it on, not turn it around. We'll sing it to the mirror. She only had a gun. Judy was afraid of the bucking of the alarm. It was a duty, never got it on. Got it on. Yeah.
victim's a victim. They're shaken, but not stirred. A victim, they're shaken but not stirred.
Here on Pop-O-Matic, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. All 1 minute and 17 seconds worth. You don't need 3 minutes to make a good, fast, loud pop song. You can do it in much less, and the Flatmates proved it. I don't care. And before that, the Red Guitar is doing Shaken, Not Stirred off of their Slow to Fade album. It's going to be a tricky one to find. Dug those guys. They're around in the early mid-80s, out of the UK, somewhere over there. And the Bats, out of New Zealand, on Flying Nun Records. Citing the Sound, and that particular one can be found on their Silver Beat Records, that record that Mammoth co-released with Flying Nun, and the Flavor Channel, who I know nothing about, a tune called The Choice off of a terrific power pop comp that fine folks at Spin Art Records put out, Lemon Lime, volume number one, a pop compilation. And before the Flavor Channel, we heard the Negro Problem doing Monsanto, and Matt Bruno did On Top of the World, and I'm just about out of here. I'm going to leave you with one, maybe two tracks. African Rhythms should be coming up next. Only time will tell, because it's already 7:27. Thanks very much for listening. I normally do a show called Rumbletone Radio at Go-Go on Wednesday afternoons from 3 until 5 p.m., playing you the fuzzy sounds of the 60s with all the reverb, all the grit, all the growls, and a kind of a 60s punk show. And a whole lot of garage. All right. So I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite musicians who put out one of the best albums on Summershine Records, a terrific pop label out of Seattle. I think they folded like most daring record labels have done that put out great material that never quite sold. Now, remember once when I was in Portland and Liz Phair was playing, a big Liz Phair fan, especially her first album, absolutely sensational, and I thought the drummer looked kind of familiar, but I wasn't too sure. But backstage, I barged past Liz, ran up to the drummer and said, "You're Rick Mench, aren't you?" And he said, or Menk, M-E-N-K, and he said, yes I am. And he was also in a band called Velvet Crush that had somewhat of a success story, and once in a band called The Choo Choo Train. But this is off of his album called The Ballad of Rick Menk on Summershine Records. Here's a tune called Reaching for the Stars. Thanks for listening.
Can't miss the stars tonight. She's